Here are the WGXC headlines for Monday, March 6th. Another Norfolk Southern cargo train derailed in Ohio on March 5th, though this time there was not an explosion of dangerous chemicals. In Selma, Alabama on March 5th, President Joe Biden said the right to vote remains under assault in America. The Ulster County Finance Commissioner is resigning after an embezzlement accusation. Bert Gulnick is alleged to have stolen funds from the Hurley Recreation Association while serving as its treasurer. He was also sued for discrimination last year. The city of Hudson continues to seek a route for trucks to safely traverse the town many years after the first effort to create a truck route. Teachers in the city of Hudson schools said this week they want to ban cell phones there after several video recordings of fights in the middle school were posted online. Columbia Memorial health officials are staying mum about where they might put a new medical facility in Greene County after being awarded a $5 million state grant for the project. Catskill and Coxsackie have been mentioned as possible locations. And Gary Rossington, Lynyrd Skynyrd's last surviving original member who also helped to found the group, died Sunday at the age of 71.
You're listening to WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bella Jansons of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acro with the WGXC Daily News for Monday, March 6th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Andrea Macko reports in Porcupine Soup that the villages of Coxsackie and Kinderhook were announced on March 3rd as two winners of the first round of New York Forward, a state grant program to accelerate and expand the revitalization of New York's downtowns. Coxsackie will receive $4.5 million in funding, while Kinderhook gets $2.25 million. Coxsackie Village Mayor Mark Evans said, quote, "This grant will allow us to continue the revitalization of our village and continue the vision for our downtown waterfront area," unquote. Governor Kathy Hochul said, quote, "These investments will help the villages of Coxsackie, Kinderhook, and Cambridge reimagine their downtowns, enhance quality of life for residents and visitors, and create new job and business opportunities across the capital region," unquote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Zach Fink with New York State of Politics reports that state lawmakers are getting closer to passing a good cause eviction bill. Quote, "I think in the state assembly, good cause, along with all the other housing proposals that the assembly has put forward, has a real good chance," unquote, says Democratic assembly member Linda Rosenthal, who chairs the housing committee. The good cause eviction legislation would give greater rights to tenants, including by limiting evictions. Property owners complain it fundamentally shifts the balance of power away from landlords and towards tenants. The legislation would create automatic lease renewals for renters unless a landlord had a good reason not to renew, such as failure to pay rent. Last week, a court struck down the good cause eviction bill in the city of Albany, saying the state, not towns and cities, must pass the law. Quote, "The court ruling basically says we need the state to pass a good cause bill into law for it to be effective in other localities. So basically, the state preempts any local law. So it points to the need even more for us to take action," unquote, Rosenthal said. Read more about the story at New York State of Politics. Austin Jefferson reports in the Daily Freeman that several Hudson Valley-based farmers are saying there's a lack of farm worker housing locally. Faith Gilbert is lead organizer of the Hudson Valley Farmer Housing Working Group, 16 Hudson Valley farm owners, managers, workers, and service providers. Gilbert says a survey of local farmers found 45% felt that housing was a major issue, and one farmer said, quote, cost of living and lack of affordable housing has me seriously questioning if I should continue working in an agricultural field, unquote. Gilbert said, quote, the worst moments of owning a farm are operating one worker short, unquote. 2021, Governor Kathy Hochul approved $15 million in farm worker housing funding with a limit of $200,000 per applicant. That did not solve the problem of housing for farm workers, and Gilbert said, quote, if we don't find a way to solve this problem in the short and long term, we will see a lot of farms close, unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Monday, March 6th. We are 14.5% of the way through the year, with just 14 days left until spring. Local early morning temperatures range from 29 degrees in Tannersville to 37 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. And even though our neighbors to the south, like southern Ulster County, should see snow this evening, most of us will just have a moderately cloudy day with a high of 44 at 3 p.m. Overnight, we dip to 27 degrees. Then, tomorrow will be much less comfortable with gusty winds reaching 32 miles per hour and a high temperature of 35. That will make conditions frigid. Hats and gloves if you plan to be outside for a bit. 26 degrees overnight takes us into a still windy Wednesday with a high of 39. Thursday, winds start to calm down and we get a high of 40 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:36 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see some plasma from an open coronal hole is due to arrive tonight, and X-class flare chances are at 10%. Solar wind speed is currently 606 kilometers per second at 0.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 137. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Am I you or are you me?
You are a happy person, full of imaginative thoughts which pour forth constantly. Each day you feel more lovable, more interesting. You become more interested in others. You recognize and accept the friendship that people offer you, for you truly deserve it. You have a deep and sincere respect for yourself and for your personal worth to others. It is easy for you to accept the help and cooperation of others. You see their help to you as an expression of mutual friendship and understanding. You now realize that giving and receiving are two sides of a single coin. You're aware of the trust and confidence you generate in others, and it makes you feel good. You think of yourself as a warm, generous, and loving person. You easily express love and affection, as you find it easy to accept love and approval. You like yourself because you are a friendly and giving person. You accept yourself as a unique and valuable person. You're open, honest, and direct in your relations with people. You recognize that you are exceptionally talented and highly creative. This awareness makes you feel good.
Center.
We gotta make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on all those letters. We gotta rock the rock the rock and roll stop tonight. At the government center. Make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the ledges. Won't stop until we see secretaries smile. We gotta see some office boys there jumping for joy. Tell old Mr. Ahern, I'm down a while. You know, that's the only way the center is ever gonna get better. So, let's rock the rock the rock the long stop tonight. At the government center. Make the secretaries feel better. Well, they'll put the stamps on the letter. Gonna make them feel better. All look out. We're gonna help them out. Take all our equipment. Do rock and roll. That's right. With that feeling we have inside, we're gonna transcript. The secretaries will have to stand up and not feel sick. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Oh, we won't get scared if we get kicked out. Oh, that feeling inside, we're gonna transmit it to life, baby.
Next, we hear 2023 new music from Feist. This is called Enlightening.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The right to vote, the right to vote, to have your vote counted, is the threshold of democracy and liberty. With it, anything's possible.
President Joe Biden joined community leaders Sunday in Selma, Alabama, where he marked the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Civil rights marchers were brutally beaten by police there while attempting to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Images of the violence helped spur passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. In Selma, Biden said voting rights are tied to economic justice for Black Americans because voting helps make people full citizens. At least 14 states, including New Mexico and Tennessee, have bills pending to restore the ballot for former felons. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz just signed one that does it when people leave prison.
We're a country of second chances. We're a country of welcoming folks back in.
More than 4.5 million Americans are disenfranchised because of felony convictions, according to the Sentencing Project. The Environmental Protection Agency will require states to evaluate the cybersecurity of public drinking water systems. Republican Congressman John Katko of New York says many cities haven't taken even basic steps.
5 years ago, I would have said ISIS-inspired acts of violence. Now I think one of the greatest threats to the homeland is cyber.
The EPA says cyber attacks against critical infrastructure are increasing and water systems are vulnerable. Democratic Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut says we may never know for certain where COVID-19 came from.
We have so few facts because the Chinese regime has obfuscated.
Himes, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, tells NBC that different federal agencies are reaching different conclusions. The Department of Energy has said with low confidence the virus leaked from a lab. Other agencies say it probably jumped from a wild animal. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calls critics of his response to the hazardous train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, card-carrying members of the East Coast elite.
What we've seen is industry goes to Washington, and they get their way. They got their way on a Christmas tree of regulatory changes that the last administration made on its way out the door in December of 2020.
Buttigieg says Republicans gutted rail regulations and large parts of the EPA, which is working to hold Norfolk Southern Railroad accountable for cleanup efforts. The agency says a second Norfolk Southern derailment in Ohio Saturday did not release anything hazardous. Neither did a separate Union Pacific derailment of train cars carrying grain in Kansas. Walgreens, the second largest U.S. pharmacy chain, says it will not sell abortion pills in many states, including a few where the drugs remain legal. The decision comes after nearly 24 Republican state attorneys general threatened the company with legal action. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. There's a development in the pending blockbuster Moore v. Harper independent state legislature case in the U.S. Supreme Court, which has the court asking for additional information and could signal an end to the case without a decision. Moore v. Harper stems from a North Carolina gerrymandering case where the Republican legislature manipulated the state's congressional districts for an estimated 10-4 advantage. The case was ruled unconstitutional by the state's high court last year, but was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court using a radical argument called the independent state legislature theory last December. If embraced, this argument could give state legislatures ultimate control over elections, trumping state constitutions, courts, and governors, and could result in draconian voting restrictions and election rules around the country. But in a shocking partisan ruling in February, a new, more conservative North Carolina Supreme Court agreed to rehear Harper and is likely to reverse the decision made just last year and instead embrace the gerrymandered maps. That decision could make Moore v. Harper moot. March 2nd, the U.S. Supreme Court asked for additional briefs by March 20th to show what impact the state court's decision might have on Moore v. Harper. SCOTUS blog reports that a decision could come any time after that date as to whether the court would proceed with the case. We have links to articles and resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Thank you. they can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Hey, how are you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Once again, it's another rap bandit feeling that I and I can't stand it. Wanna be down with the day glow, knocking on my door saying hey yo yo, knocking on my door saying hey yo yo. I got a funky new tune with a fly banjo. I can't understand what the problem is. I find it hard enough dealing with my own biz. How'd they get my name and number? Then I stop and think and wonder about a plan. Yo man, I gotta step out top. You wanna call me up? Take my number down. It's 2-2-2-2-2-2-2. I got an answer machine that can talk to you. It goes,
hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through, but leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Yo, check it. Exit the old style into the new, but nothing's new by being hawked by me. Or should I say a flock? Cause around every block there's Harry, Dick, and Tom with a demo in his palm. Now I'm with helping those who want to help themselves and flaunt a nut that's doggy as a dog. But it's not the move to hear the tales of limousines and pails of money they'll make like a pro. I be like, yo, black is claiming a tape. Well, after show the time is fair, I just make. But the songs created in they shacks. So wick, wick, whack situations like this. I now hate to give me smiles, Kool-Aid wide and ass. And with the straightest fist, I be like, hell yes. Let them the digits of Papa Prince Paul, so I don't go AWOL, but yet I know when they call, they get.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Hey, how are you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you. Check it out. Go, party go, after talking on Dixon Ave. Haven't been to a jam in quite a while. Catch up on the latest styles. Step piles and piles of them, takes by the miles. All I wanna do is cut on the deck. Crowd but addition of fear by the mile to the sector. The lever of duty, plug one most thing, and I be like, yo, G Pasta's all the producer.
Now woe is me to the third degree. Maze pulls the funny, so I make like the bunny. Jet, but I'm getting used to this demo abuse. Getting raped and giving birth to a tape. Cause there's no escape from the clutches of a hawker. Attached to my success, sent like a stalker. Make way to my radius, playing fly guy. Try to get my back, they force like Luke Sky. Me, myself, and I go to act daily. And rarely do I not. No matter how I dodge, some jackal always nails me. No matter what the plot. And even out on tour, they be like, yo, I gotta take the player back at the hotel. I be like, oh, swell, unveil the numeric code that guides my room. And tell them to call me at noon. But of course, there's no answering machine in my room. But a pretty young girl who I swung on tour. And if it rings my whip alone, she'll answer the phone. And with the greatness, she'll be like a poem.
Hey, hey, you done did the right thing, dollar. My ring, ring, now you're waiting on the beat. Say, I would love if you sing a tune the true instead of fronting on the street. So no problemo, just play your demo. And at the end, it's breakout time. Please, oh, please don't press rewind, cause I'll just lay it down the line. Hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and I'll get back to you.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number, and we'll get back to you.
Lawmakers have introduced a bill to ban radioactive waste from being discharged from the Indian Point Energy Center. This comes as the facility's owner, Holtec International, is considering dumping treated, but still radioactive, waste into the Hudson River. The river has a history of pollutants being dumped into it, and some 200 river miles are classified as a Superfund site by the EPA. During a forum about the implications of Holtec's actions, physicist Dr. Helen Caldicott describes some of what could end up in the Hudson, such as as tritium.
You can't remove tritium from water because tritium becomes part of the water, H3O instead of H2O. Tritium gets out into the atmosphere from nuclear power plants, and if you're immersed in a cloud of fog near a nuclear power plant, the tritium in the fog can actually enter the skin.
The bill has been introduced by State Senator Peter Harkin. It would fine violators $25,000 a day if caught dumping radiological agents into New York State waters. Second violation fines would increase to $50,000 a day. The bill is under review in the State Senate Environmental Conservation Committee. Up to this point, Holtec International has worked closely with state agencies to ensure a safe process based partly on the joint proposal to decommission Indian Point. Dr. Diane Turco with Cape Downwinders says this is a moment when elected officials need to stand up for their constituents.
Let's see, can our laws really protect the people? And can our legislators and our elected officials do the best for the people? This is a real big test.
Earlier this month, at a meeting of the Indian Point Closure Task Force and Decommissioning Oversight Board, residents spoke against dumping the waste and recommended other methods. One option is leaving the waste in tanks on site so radioactive agents are safer to remove. Others include transferring it to out-of-state sites and possibly allowing the wastewater to evaporate. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger?
Des saucisses.
Écoutez et répétez. À midi. À midi. À midi.
Quelle heure est-il? Quelle heure? Quelle heure est-il? Est-il? Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi. 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 Il est midi. Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner. C'est l'heure. C'est l'heure de déjeuner. De déjeuner. C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Raga Justin reports in the Times Union that in Rensselaer County recently, Republican Representative Elise Stefanik said New York Republicans are starting a congressional caucus to focus on security concerns at the northern border. They aren't proposing building a wall yet, but they want something done, as the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says outposts in Vermont and New York have reported a sharp uptick in crossings there. The Vermont outpost recorded 367 encounters with migrants in January. That's more than the total number of encounters during the month of January for the last 12 years combined. Stefanik has been fairly quiet on the subject, just tweeting vague statements such as, and I quote, "Border security is national security," end quote, on February 25th. Stefanik also claims her office has been in touch with families who have documented migrant activities on their properties. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that the New York House Republicans on February 27th proposed a measure to stop Governor Kathy Hochul's budget proposal to use money from federal medical assistance percentage funds in the state budget that are usually sent to county governments in New York. Republican Mark Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, was one of those introducing the bill, saying, and I quote, "Congress intended federal Medicaid dollars to go directly to local governments for services that children, seniors, working moms, and our most vulnerable neighbors rely on," end quote. Hochul and state legislators have until the end of March to pass a budget for next year. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. WNYT reports that Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County and the rest of the 20th Congressional District, is crowing about funding for two local fire departments. The Burnt Hill Fire Department gets more than $121,000, and the South Glen Falls Fire Company will receive $35,000. The departments will use the money for radios, equipment maintenance, and other safety equipment. Read more about this story at WNYT. Mid-Hudson News reports that Representative Mark Molinaro, a Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, wants to track the rural inflation rate. Molinaro has introduced a bill with a Colorado Democrat to monitor the consumer price index rates specifically in rural communities. Currently, the federal government tracks inflation overall, not specifically for urban or rural areas. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Rural New Yorkers should never be an afterthought. My bill creates a rural inflation metric, so cost of living increases in rural communities are thoroughly accounted for and considered," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Mid-Hudson News reports that Congressperson Pat Ryan sent a letter to CSX President and CEO Joseph Henrich demanding the company adopt more safety standards to stop a major train accident locally. Ryan says CSX trains carrying toxic materials have derailed repeatedly over the past several years, including in the Hudson Valley. Ryan, a Democrat who represents the 18th Congressional District and a member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, also wants a congressional hearing on rail safety. Ryan said, and I quote, "We've seen a disturbing pattern of CSX consistently putting profit over safety, creating serious risk that what happened in Ohio could repeat itself right here in the Hudson Valley. Just like Norfolk Southern, CSX and other big rail corporations spent millions lobbying the last president to deregulate the railways, resulting in the administration withdrawing a proposal to require faster brakes on trains carrying highly flammable materials and ending regular rail safety audits of railroads," end quote. In 2017, there was a CSX derailment in Newburgh that spilled 4,600 tons of diesel fuel. There are 131 miles of CSX tracks along the Hudson River and into New Jersey. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
A new study shows rural New York is struggling with declining populations and lacking employment. The state of rural New York examines about a decade's worth of data, and rural counties experienced a population decline of 50,000 people. This was twice the rate of urban counties in the state. Other issues rural areas are facing include aging housing stock, which isn't designed for seniors or people with limited mobility. Mike Borges with the Rural Housing Coalition of New York says one part of the solution to revitalize rural counties begins with better funding for numerous programs, including those that allow people to age in place.
We are advocating for more funding for Access to Home, Restore, which are two programs that allow the disabled and senior citizens to stay in their homes and do repairs and make the homes more accessible to the disabled so they can stay in their communities.
He adds other solutions are providing funding to rural communities for small rental development projects and affordable workforce housing. A 2020 report shows the Lake Placid community has an unmet need of over 1,500 workforce and affordable housing units. Borges notes housing is important to bringing and keeping economic opportunities in rural areas. According to the report, rural counties have just over 2 million housing units, compared with the 6.3 million in urban counties. Between 2011 and 2020, these numbers increased, but rural counties are shown to have an 18% vacancy rate. He says the key to getting people back in rural areas is better housing.
If we want to reverse the population loss, particularly here in New York State. We need to do a better job of building more housing and preserving housing in rural communities to reverse that decline. Again, housing is going to be a number one issue to address, along with economic opportunity.
One challenge Borges sees in accomplishing these changes is the lack of representation in New York State's government that's dedicated to rural issues. He thinks reviving the Office of Rural Affairs, which developed recommendations for the elected officials on policies and plans to meet rural communities' needs, would ensure rural issues are being thoroughly addressed. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Report for Monday, March 6th. And we start each Renewable Weather Report with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Mobil in Cairo has gas at $3.35 a gallon. That's the lowest price, according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast on Monday is a 40, which is considered low. The UV index is a 2, which is also considered low. The water temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is 37.66 degrees Fahrenheit. And on this day, March 6th, over the past 10 years, it has averaged 36.31 degrees. So it's more than a temperature and about a half above normal. National Weather Service in Albany says Monday should be mostly sunny with a high of 39 and a northwest wind 14 to 16 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Tonight, the forecast is for cloudy skies with a low around 23 and a northwest wind 10 to 13 miles per hour. Tuesday should be partly sunny with a high of 29, and it continues to be blustery with a northwest wind 16 to 23 miles per hour with gusts as high as 34 miles per hour on Tuesday. A low around 20 is forecast for Tuesday night with continued strong winds. Wednesday should be partly sunny with a high of 34 and a low around 25. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Solar-powered radio for open ears. Here is 2023 new music from Columbia County recording artist Chris Pelnett. The song is called Peak.
Says it's great, they're opening up dispensaries. I'm in a legal state, corporations are cashing in. It's the American way. It's peak 2023, peak 2023. It's all right, it's all right. Slava Ukraini, we're watching from a drone's eye view. VR headset, I'm immersed, but I can't escape the truth. I think this creepy AI app is more aware than you. It's peak 2023, peak 2023. It's alright, it's alright. Swimming in a sea of Wi-Fi radiation every day. I wear EMF clothing and a beanie for my brain. And I don't care if everybody thinks that I have gone insane. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's alright. It's alright. Like drunken media posts, they delete them with the sun. Somebody let the fascists out, I wish I had a gun. Let me tell you, I would not set my phasers on stun. It's peak 2023, peak 2023, it's alright.
lies inside of lies inside of lies inside of lies. Evil algorithm winner, come and claim your prize. Karma's coming, 1, 2, 3, to cut you down to size. It's
hello, this is Rob Gillis with This Month in History, a chronicle of significant or infamous events in art, science, literature, sports, and war that occurred either this month or in the distant past. On March 1, 1961, President Kennedy established the Peace Corps, an organization sending young American volunteers to developing countries to assist with health care, education, and other basic human needs. On March 3, 1847, Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone, was born in Edinburgh, Scotland. On March 5, 1770, the Boston Massacre occurred as a group of rowdy Americans harassed British troops who opened fire, killing five and injuring six. On March 9, 1864, Ulysses S. Grant was commissioned as a lieutenant general and became commander of the Union armies. On March 11, 1918, the Spanish flu first reached America as 107 officers became sick at Fort Riley, Kansas. One quarter of the United States population eventually became ill from this lethal virus, resulting in 500,000 deaths. On March 12, 1999, Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic became full-fledged members of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. On March 16, 1968, during the Vietnam War, the My Lai Massacre occurred as American soldiers of Charlie Company murdered 504 Vietnamese men, women, and children. On March 22, 1972, the Equal Rights Amendment to the United States Constitution was passed by the Senate and then sent to the states for ratification. The ERA eventually failed by three states to achieve ratification. On March 25, 1807, the British Parliament outlawed slave trade following a long campaign against it by Quakers and others. On March 28, 1979, near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant accident occurred, in which uranium in the reactor core overheated due to the failure of a cooling valve. On March 30, 1981, newly elected President Ronald Reagan was shot in the chest while walking toward his limousine in Washington, D.C., following a speech inside a hotel. On March 31, 1933, the Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC, was founded. Unemployed men and youths were organized into quasi-military formations and worked outdoors in national parks and forests. You've been listening to This Month in History, a monthly broadcast of historic events at WGXC 90.7 FM. If you have an event that you'd like to hear included in This Month in History, email me, Rob Gillis, at info@wgxc.org.
It was 8:49 on a beautiful ninth day of July. There was not a cloud to speak of, so the orange sun hung lonely in the sky. I lay prone in my cabbie home, thinking of fine Nappy Jackie and his jazz cat's horn, sliding in a tape of Bird on Verb when suddenly rang my phone. Hey, butterfly, the voice said, slip on some duds, comb out your fro, and slide on down to my pad. The vibe here is very pleasant, and I truly request your presence. A problem of great magnitude has arose, and as we speak it grows. Damn, what could it be, I thought, a juice I bought, and rolled on down to her spot. Seeing bros I know, slapping fives, I arrived and pressed G5. And there was Nikki, looking some kind of sad, with tears falling from her eyes. She sat me down, and dug my frown, and began to run it down. You remember my boyfriend Sid, that fly kid who I love? Well, our love was often a verb, and spontaneity has brought a third. But due to our youth and economic state, we wish to terminate. About this we don't feel great, but baby, that's how it is. But the feds have dissed me, they ignored and dismissed me. The pro-lifers harassed me outside the clinic and called me a murderer. Now that's hate. So needless to say, we're in a mental state of debate. Hey, beautiful bird, I said, digging her somber mood. The fascists are some heavy dudes. They don't really give a damn about life. They
just don't want a woman to control her body or have the right to choose. But baby, that ain't nothing. They just want a male finger on the button. Because if you say war, they will send them to die by the score. Aborting mission should be your volition. But if Suda and Thomas have their way, you'll be standing in line unable to get welfare while they'll be out hunting and fishing. It has always been around. It will always have a niche. But they'll make it a privilege, not a right, accessible only to the rich. Hey, pro-lifers need to dig themselves, because life don't stop after birth. And for a child born to the unprepared, it might even just get worse. The situation would surely change if they were to find themselves in it. Supporters of the H-bomb and firebombing clinics. What type of shit is that? Orwellian, in fact. If Roe v. Wade was overturned, would not the desire remain intact? Leaving young girls to risk their health, doctors to botch and watch as they kill themselves. Now, I hate to sound macabre, but hey, isn't it my job to lay it on the masses and get them off their asses to fight against these fascists? So, whatever you decide, make that move with pride. Sid will be there and so will I. An insect till I die, till I die. Rhythms and sounds spinning around. Confrontations across the nation. Your block, my block, dreadlocks. What a shock. Land of the free, but not me. Not me. Not me. Not me. Not me. We'll be right back.
sense. Just a visitor, you see, so much wanting to be seen. She'd open up the doors and maybe carry us away. It's the customary thing to say or do to a disappointed proud man in his grief. And on Fridays she'd be there, but on Mondays not at all.